Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Cochran and he is out, McNair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair strikes out. There goes Fox. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Blue steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Wahlberg moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Wahlberg scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Self moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kress reaches second base with a double. Self scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg bunts towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Frazier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Williams, who tags Hayes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Seeds moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Art Evans now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-2, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Williams reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 9-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Self hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9. And the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Art Evans. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Grubb moves to third. One out. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.